You know, we read the pictures, go into the chemist and get them processed. Took about a week or something.
But then maybe took less photos.
We took way less photos.
Yeah.
Our photos were expensive as well.
Yeah.
And just,
a child now has probably got 100 times more photos of that child than their parents did 30 years ago. Parents have got 2 photos of them now.
You're lucky.
And this child has got about 1,000.
Yeah.
It's good and bad. How's it probably managed on? And it's pros and cons, I suppose.
Do you know? I think maybe sometimes the less you have of something, the more you value it.
Yeah. On the other hand, the less of something you have, the more you want more of it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Maybe you want things more if you can't have them. Yeah, obviously, I guess.
Wrong.
Human nature. I mean, finally, to set up, like, no photograph zones in London, so people couldn't take photos in their zones.
That'd be interesting. No one would go there. Or the people that you get a different type of person that visit those places. The people that just go there to experience it and take my photos and then go home and talk about it, or people that go there, take a photo of it for 10 minutes and then just go somewhere else. You'll find there's different types of people. You'll find mum there.
Maybe you don't have to like feel like you're proving that you were somewhere.
Yeah. Here's my circle.
No. Thanks, Mum, for dinner.
Alright. I think, you know, when you go to museums, and they don't even know why, like, they just feel like they don't really want to.
It's human psychology. When you're told not to do something, you're going to want to do it more. Like, when you have a fence that says, do not climb, or warning, or whatever, it makes you more intrigued. That's to why and what's behind the fence. Whereas a normal fence has no intrigue, does it? Because it's just a fence.
I think it can draw you in more, because it's... You think, oh my gosh, like what's there that I can't take a photo of? You might see more people in a space where they say you can't take photographs.
I think in certain situations people want to make more of that experience.
That's why they sit
in the fence. The reason, because remember that the notice goes up, don't sit in the fence after people start sitting in the fence. So people obviously are about maximising their utility or something. Remember? So, we seem to want to get a lot out of food. Because maybe, is that because, intuitively, we are very aware intuitively of the finite nature of certain things, of most things. And therefore, our desire is to want to commemorate and whatever to do with.
I think this is more the opposite, because I think maybe that does that we do have that, but I think we take a lot of things for granted. So that goes opposite.
That's why I said intuitively.
Well, that would suggest that people would want to make the most of things as they stand.
Well, they do, but the fact that they're always.
Whereas it's more like when that thing's threatened, then they want to go take advantage of it. Mm.